Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Thomas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Regan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Phil Regan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Hirschberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Martin and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Freehan and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Ward moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Ward reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Nicholson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson throws the ball into Weiss, who tags Freehan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McAuliffe scores. Thomas moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan is 0 for 1 in the game. Regan takes first base on ball 4. Fred Talbot now pitching. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson, who is chasing the ball. Bruton reaches third base with a triple. Kaline goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiss is hit by the pitch. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen strikes out. Freehan throws to third to get Robinson for the double play. There goes Ward. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Phil Reagan. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wood moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Wilhelm moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Wilhelm moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Dick Egan now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilhelm scores. McCraw scores. Weiss moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. he's got one RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Sparma now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Nicholson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparma fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sparma. Hansen moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Hershberger moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, White Sox. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to second for the out. Hershberger scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-3, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McCraw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Demeter pinch hits for Joe Sparma. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wood strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.